Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, did you know that October is National Cancer Control Month? And approximately 6 million people around the world die from cancer each year. What's remarkable is about half of these cancer deaths could have been prevented by those folks making some lifestyle changes. And several of those changes, lifestyle changes, include, of course, the diet or food. That's why I'm discussing it here today. So first, let me just remind you what's important to reduce your overall cancer risk. We're really trying to get this message out during Cancer Control Month. Don't smoke. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing that folks can do is to never take up smoking. And it's never too late to stop smoking either. So even if you've been a smoker for 20 or 30 years, your lungs can recover by you stopping that smoking. Daily exercise is unbelievably protective. It helps your body fight cancer cell development. So if you have a few cancer cells that are starting to multiply or thinking about getting up and running, exercise is a deterrent to that. It protects your body. It improves your immune system and helps you fight those cancer cells. Be sure to use sunscreen every time you're outside. And that sounds like, old advice, I guess, but we just need to be reminded of it because skin cancer is on the rise. People love to bake in the sun. Controversy about using the indoor tanning salon. So I'm not even going to get into that because I don't know that much about it other than there's, you know, some interesting research showing that those may not be healthy either. And then, of course, be sure to get those cancer screening tests that your physician recommends when you're due for them. And there are overall guidelines on when you should have your first screening test. But depending on your family history, you might have to have them 5 or 10 years earlier than somebody else. So you really have to go by your physician's recommendation dependent on your family history. So colonoscopy, for example, usually that's around 50 years of age. But if your mom or dad had early colon cancer, I'm suspecting you'll be getting that test done sooner. And a mammogram for women, there are different age ranges when that needs to first start to happen. But again, it depends on your family history. Now, getting into a little bit of the nutrition piece and preventing cancer, excess weight is a big cancer promoter. It encourages cancer cell development, specifically in 5 different cancers: colorectal, breast, endometrial, prostate, and esophageal cancer. They have all been linked to excess body weight. So, you know, I feel like I sing the same song and say the same message, but as we get older, we really need to keep our weight in control. Weight all over the body, but specifically weight in the midsection. So a few nutrition tips here from some of the cancer research to reduce our risk for developing cancer and to be able to fight any cancer cells that might decide to get going. Obviously, stay lean, so do what you need to do to keep a good body weight, healthy body weight with very little body fat. Be very moderate with your alcohol intake. And if you have a very strong family history of cancer, you probably want to be stingy with your alcohol intake. So that means less than 1 drink a day for women and less than 2 drinks a day for men. That isn't a recommendation to have that amount of alcohol per day. In fact, you probably want to do a lot less if you have cancer in your family history. In the produce department, think lots and think colorful. By lots, I mean 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, cooked in any different way that you like, and cooked or raw doesn't make any difference. And then shop for the most colorful produce. Doesn't mean that everything needs to be colorful, but as much as possible, you want to really enjoy the really red tomatoes, strawberries, raspberries, the really dark purple grapes and plums and purple cabbage and purple beets, blueberries, and orangey carrots, and sweet potatoes, and apricots. In other words, anything that's colorful all the way through, is going to have more antioxidants that reduce cancer cell development. There's some very interesting research about having more fiber in the diet, that the fiber will actually bind some cancerous substances in the intestinal tract and you'll pull it out rather than absorbing them. So the recommendation from the Cancer Society is to have at least 25 grams of fiber a day. And when you're looking at the grains that you buy, your cereal, pasta, bread, rice, make sure it has at least 2 or more grams of fiber per serving. So, for example, multigrain pasta has 4 grams of fiber. Whole wheat pasta has 6 grams of fiber. Oatmeal and Cheerios, which are oat-based cereals, have 3 grams of fiber. But something like Raisin Bran has about 8 grams of fiber. So there's a wide variation on fiber. It's always listed on those food labels. And then the other guideline nutrition-wise is to have less red meat. There's a very clear association between red meat intake, volume and frequency, and cancer cell development. So that means having a little bit more poultry and fish, which do not seem to be cancer promoters. Have more meatless meals, so pasta with a marinara sauce versus with meatballs or with a meat sauce. And more bean soups, more salads with nuts or beans on them rather than meat on it. So back down as much as you can to a more vegetarian approach. There's some great information through the American Cancer Society, and that's at cancer, www.cancer.org. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian, too. Until next time, this is Rita Smith, reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red, from all the truth that I've said.